listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this broadcast, we invite you to jump on our live chat to make comments and interact with me and your fellow listeners. And we also have a toll-free line, 800-630-7858. That's 800-630-7858. You can find it on the show page that you're on to listen to this show also. We've been talking in recent months about the big transition that's occurring in our world, our times, and in us humans. Though many people cannot yet get a glimpse of what things may be like in the not-too-distant future, countless ancient and current resources describe times of peace, beauty, honesty, and love for our world. What are we doing to prepare our children for this time that promises to be their time? When homeschooling mom Robin Marvel sought materials to teach her four daughters how to experience themselves as energy beings, work with tools like aromas and meditation and dreams, or get to know their true essence, she didn't find anything available. So she created something, the first workbook guide for girls to empower them for this coming new age. This month, she's adding the first workbook for boys. Robin Marvel, author of Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, is our guest today on Full Power Living. Robin Marvel, who's at AuraSenseGuide.com, that's www.AuraSenseGuide.com, lives in Hershey, Michigan, with her amazing supportive husband, Keith, and four phenomenal daughters. She's the creator of AuraSenseGuide.com and uses that website to encourage universal awareness. The search for a metaphysical workbook for her four daughters brought Robin to write her own consciousness guides since she failed to find a suitable book. Robin gives workshops all over the United States entitled Chakra Size Your Spirit, and she's currently working on her next book, Metaphysical Mind in a Small Town. Robin Marvel, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, I remember talking with my son, who's now 31. He was in seventh grade, and his teachers kept reporting that they had to tap on the side of the desk to get his attention when they wanted to talk with him in the classroom. So I asked him about his behavior, you know, thinking this was not acceptable. And what he told me in response really took me by surprise and sort of put me in my place. He said he was busy trying to figure out his true relationship with God. So I went to the principal of his school looking for a little guidance, and he said, unfortunately for your son, we don't cover that topic here in school, but he can come talk with me personally anytime. Now, Robin, our spiritual nature isn't covered in school, and yet increasingly people are recognizing that's the basis of everything. And that's what you're attempting to address in your workbooks. Is that not so?
I am. I'm addressing the sense of self-security and self-awareness is what my books are focused on, and kind of encouraging kids to know their own power and see the bigger picture of life.
What do you mean by self-security?
Self-security, I mean having knowing who they are true within themselves, not trying to fit in, not trying to be the normal, living outside of the box, so to speak, where they're so secure within that they know who they are, and they'll expand on that and not try and hide it no matter who they come up next to.
So you have a basic recognition that humans are energy beings, and you include exercises in your Awakening Consciousness books to help children realize their energy nature. What are some of the things that kids, and I'm assuming adults, can do to recognize their energy nature?
Well, they can ground. I think that's really important. They can ground, and doing that, some of the exercises in the book, hugging a tree situations. I think that with children and adults alike, they need to know that their power in creating their own reality. I'm big on that. I'm big on teaching that even to as young as my 3-year-old daughter, where they're creating that. And I think that that's really important. So some good exercises are to learn, expand their awareness. Just like I said in the books, learn about their auras, learn about their chakras. And really, there's a great exercise in my book called Feel Your Energy. And it basically has them rub their hands together and then feel that friction in between their hands. And that gives them something real. And I think that that really triggers something in everybody, not just in children, in everybody, when we can feel something real and know it's there.
So what you do in that exercise is you rub your hands together kind of like round and round, like you're rolling a meatball sort of thing.
Right, yeah,
And then you separate them a little bit. How far apart do you separate them and feel the energy going between your hands?
About a pencil length apart.
Ah,
and
okay.
And then there's some friction in there and you can really feel it. And it gives them something real, like I just said. So it's exciting for them.
So as you say in your press materials, you're telling children what our parents never told us. And so it struck me as I was reading that, that this means that people who may listen to the show who don't have children or don't have influence with children, actually they can use these exercises for themselves because adults don't know any more than kids do at this point. Is that right? Most adults anyway?
Most adults don't. And most adults are scared of what they don't know. So they're not really eager to give their children the power that they have and let them express that. So what I mean by that, what I think is, where else do we start than with our children? But definitely people can use it at all ages. I've had professors in the next town over from our college, at the college in the next town over, call me and say that they bought the book and she was going through a really traumatic time in her life and it really helped her doing the exercises. So I think it doesn't matter what age you are, or it's just help on your path.
Well, I was going to ask you later, but let me ask you now. You say most adults are scared. Why are people scared of what looks like child's play in your books?
People are scared of what they don't know. And I say that because I experience it on a daily basis in the town that I live. It's very small. It's very, very conservative. That's what I want to say. And so for you to allow your children to go a different route than everybody else, as in learning about their chakras or the pendulum or tarot or anything of that nature, they're really scared of it because they don't know what it is, because it's always been associated. There's been labels put on it, just like everything else. And so it frightens people to think that their children might have some power with that. Does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, and it explains why, very much as I was reading through the book and thinking it over, I kept thinking, well, how do more conservative people who are very dedicated to, say, a particular religion or, in this culture, the Christian religion, how do they respond to what you're putting out? Have you gotten any negative feedback on your book from anyone, or are people accepting even if they're a little scared?
Personally, people around my area, my immediate area, are not jumping up and down to buy the book. My newspaper did an article on me writing the book, and the editor there said, you know, Robin, he's like, it's great, I love what you're doing, but he's like, I'm going to have to word it very carefully. He's like, you're going to have people praying for you all over the place. And he's like, it's not because there's anything wrong with it, it's just because it's different than their path. And so, you know, people like that, I just say, I respect you and your religion and your beliefs. I do not care what you're doing in your life. I totally respect you. And I just ask the same back. And, you know, it doesn't go over well here, but I've got fantastic reports from everywhere else. So it's okay.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that goes along with whatever that saying is, that a genius is never appreciated in his own home or something like that.
Right.
You know? So what do you think is important about children knowing themselves as energy beings?
I think the importance of it is that they understand how much they create. That eliminates the victimhood archetype. That eliminates the blaming, because they realize that they are the creators, that everything around them, and it also teaches them how we're all a universal one. You know, they can grasp a hold of that concept a lot better if they know that they fit into that mold. And they're just molding their energy just like the rest of us. So it's just really exciting for me to grab a hold of them now, because as adults, a lot of us are clearing our chakras and we're learning these new meditations and we're learning new coping skills. But with children, if we start when they're children, like I said, as young as possible, then they're not going to have to be cleaning this out and cleaning up and learning things as adults. They're going to be so powerful in themselves that they're going to know, and they won't be clearing themselves like we all are.
Well, actually, you know, I'm a psychotherapist, and I feel like a lot of what I have done as a therapist is for the last 37 years is work to help people get back to who they were at the time they were born, which, and I agree with you that it's a lot easier to take a person as they're born and help them stay who they are than it is to have to, you know, take your shovel and dig the person out after many years of living in our world.
Yeah, and I mean, we're beat down by society and by our beliefs and, I mean, all of that stuff for so long that, like I said, right now, me as an adult, I'm coming into my power, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is great, but my children are always going to have it, and they're going to pass it on. So it's just, it's really, children are amazing. I just love working with them.
Well, you know, I attended a gathering recently where there were a group of people, very loving, very kind, but they culturally they thought of themselves as somewhat like a community, and all the people in the community took care of the children and so forth, except for the fact that this community is fairly widespread, so that the youngest children haven't had a chance to meet everybody. And I watched as a little girl, an infant, was passed from adult to adult screaming because, by my perception, her energy was having a very hard time accommodating to the energy of all these individuals she didn't know. But there was no awareness of it. It got me to thinking about how much, what was going to happen to that little girl in terms of staying connected to herself, and how much we face when we come to the earth of people expecting us to fit into the earth and give up who we are. That's part of what you're trying to address, because you say always be true to who you are, even if it isn't what everyone else is doing, and you'll make a difference in this world by being who we are. So your idea is that if we can get out ahead of it and let kids stay who they are, that's best for them. But will what you have to offer help children who haven't experienced that return to who they are?
It really will, because like the workshops I offer, I have a business called Marvelous Empowerment, and it's all sorts of empowering workshops geared towards children and having fun. It's not just for children. Parents can come too. But it brings out what I like to do is build them a strong core. Like, even if they went through years of turmoil, these kids, just to learn and just to find a little bit of empowerment, will build their self-esteem. And that, in turn, is going to create, obviously, a stronger person. So that is what I want to do. It would definitely help any kid at any stage. And I go through a lot of this with my nephew. My nephew is termed ADHD, and he has a lot of security issues because of the way he was raised. So I always, you know, try to do crafts with him or empower him in other ways that are positive so he can see that he is important. He is making a difference. And I think if kids know that and they see it and they feel it, they're going to carry it. And that's what I mean by that.
Well, you know, I raised two children for about 18 years as a single parent in California. And California, you know, there's ample opportunity to do drugs and to get involved in all kinds of difficulties. And my thought, I'm building on this thing you talk about, building a strong core, because my thought was that what they needed inside of them, what they needed was something inside of them on which they could draw. Because for me to tell them, do this, do that, or here's how you behave when this occurs, that really didn't prepare them for things that I couldn't think of. So I really like the idea of building a strong core. So you think then that learning to know yourself as an energy being and work with yourself helps you to build that stronger core. That's the essence of it?
It really does, because we're all creating our reality, right? We're all, every day, you know, it's our choice of what we do. And with my workbook also in my classes, I teach them how they're creating every day and how it's their choice. And I teach them coping skills. So I really do believe that. I think that finding the strength within and knowing who you are and being true to it is going to eliminate a lot of the problems and the depressions and things like that we have now, even in our youth and adults.
Well, I certainly found that, you know, the statistics were against me in terms of raising two children on my own, but we were able to sidestep it largely because we were doing things like you're writing about in Awakening Consciousness books, including like developing ESP by guessing together who was calling on the phone when we were at the dinner table together.
Yeah, because you were expanding their awareness and you weren't coveting it. You know, you weren't putting it out, so to speak, putting their flame out, which so many parents do, because in a lot of, I have seen personally, and this is just my perception, I've seen a lot of parents that dictate instead of guiding. Now, I know there has to be rules. I'm not saying you shouldn't have your children rules. I'm saying, but dictating is a lot different than guiding your child and teaching them to have that spark. And I've had plenty of parents say, well, what do you tell your children if, you know, because my kids say that they see spirits, and I tell them, don't tell anyone. Oh, no, don't tell anyone. That is something that only gets spoke about in the family. And I say, and they say, well, what do you do with your children? Do you, you know, tell them to keep it quiet? And I said, no, you never, to me, you do not ever hinder your child in their gifts. I don't care what they are. You want to expand them and encourage them and treat them like this beautiful blossoming flower that they are, instead of, you know, cutting them off from it, because it will make a difference.
That's really great. One of our one of the people on our chat says, I'm fond of grass, lying breast down and breathing in the earth grass smell, walking barefoot at dawn and feeling the dew from the earth and sky. It makes being a soul in form easier to understand. What do you think of that as an activity?
I think that's a great activity. And any time that you're feeling disconnected in any manner, having a stressful day, I do this myself personally. I come outside and just breathe it in. We live on the river in Hersey, and I'll sit by the river. And I think that is beautiful and so easy, something you can do is mm-hmm. just reconnect.
This person says, as a parent, I didn't have to know excuse me, how to do this kind of stuff. I simply chose to learn with my children. She looks for a comment from you on that.
Well, it is about learning with your child, and that's the workbooks are set up for. The child can do them. They're simple enough the kid can do them themselves, but they also have the opportunity for the parent to work and learn alongside the parent. So, I mean, I think that's really great that they just knew that. That's amazing. That's really, some people do.
Well, this is California.
it's a lot different out there. My aunt's, I'm from Sacramento. And all of my family actually lives out there. So,
yeah, we've been working with many of these concepts, though curiously, still so many people don't know about them. So, you know, and as we know, we haven't had a specific workbook like the ones that you have written in Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide and A Boy's Guide. You know, we're up to our first break. We've been talking with Robin Marvel, author of Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide. You can find her at aurasenseguide.com, AURASENSEGUIDE.com on the web. You're listening to Full Power Living at EmotionalPro.com. I'm Eileen Dillon. We have more for you when we return.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
You and everyone you know have been born to learn. All humans are on Earth to attend school. People know this intuitively, but they don't really live by it. And now you can. I'm Eileen Dillon.
Born to Learn is the title of my latest book, available at emotionalpro.com. The result of 30 years of investigation, which gives you the big picture and the instruction book. Born to Learn gives you information you need to turn your problems into puzzles and then solve them. Life is kinder when we complete our homework assignments. Start today. Order Born to Learn at emotionalpro.com and get a leg up on your life.
We're back on Full Power Living, talking today with homeschooling mother of four and now author Robin Marvel, who can be found at www.aurasenseguide.com. Robin is author of Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide. So, Robin, hidden in your discussion about energy is a challenge to children to take responsibility for their own lives. You say, what if I said you have the tools to make sure you have a perfect day every day? Well, guess what? I'd be telling you the truth. You create your own reality by the choices you make each and every day. All you need to do is make the choice to have a good day. And I think that responsibility for our own lives is a cornerstone of a good life, and yet most people groan when we mention the word responsibility. Will you comment on responsibility a bit, please?
I think taking responsibility is really important because, as I mentioned before, it's a way to eliminate the victimhood personality, the blaming, and all of that by knowing that you have control. I'll share with you an exercise that I do with my own children and with myself, too. I have a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 12-year-old. And with all four of my children and myself, as I said, if they're having a bad day, they're being grouchy, they're just, you know, low vibrations, whatever, I can sense it immediately, of course, and I'll grab a hold of them and I'll say, okay, Emily, this is your day. You have the choice to make it how you want it. You can either walk back into your room and change your attitude into good and have a beautiful, wonderful, magical day, or you can sit in this sad, low vibration, and you will create the miserable day that you're feeling right now. So it's really up to you. And it works. They'll totally turn around. And I do that even with my 3-year-old. Obviously, I use simpler terms. But with my 12-year-old, that is how I do it. And I think that it's so important that kids these days know that they are responsible for where they're at and they're making the decisions that have brought them to where they're at. And I just think that's really important.
That's a really great exercise. I don't know where I learned it, but I learned it as a parent, too, to just when the child is not behaving the way you want to, just say, oh, I think you need to go back through that door and make a decision or wait a minute or think something over and come out and start again, you know,
right,
which is a wonderful way we can do that with ourselves also. That's really good. So I know that Awakening Consciousness is, one of our chat people says that accepting responsibility also opens a person to opportunity and allows you to be courageous, so be out there with courage for all of what you can get, which I think is a really great comment.
Definitely.
So we can get Awakening Consciousness through Barnes and Noble, but I personally have only seen the Girl's Guide, and I know there is a Boy's Guide coming out this month. What's the difference in the guides?
The difference between the two guides are the Boy's Guide has more of a masculine feel to it. It talks a lot about competition, issues that are really pertinent to little boys. Or boys, period. I don't just mean little boys. And also, the difference is I went with a lot of Native American traditions and Peruvian traditions. So they're more of, like I said, more of a masculine approach. And it really opens, little boys are really attracted to Native American. Not that little girls aren't, but little boys really go for that. Even teenage boys do, and adults. So I thought with the Native American, it kind of teaches them a lot about the history and the traditions and why there's certain things certain ways. So there's a lot of difference, but it still has the same core concept of self-awareness and building self-security, which is important in boys as well as girls.
So in the book that I read, you talk about chakras, energy, meditation, working with crystals, and seeing auras as if they're something that everybody wants to bring into their lives. What motivated you to get involved in all of this? Like you said, you live in a community where it's not really the norm. So how did you get interested in it?
Well, it actually started back in third grade. I walked into, like I said, I grew up in Sacramento, and my aunts are very open. My one aunt works at the School of Rantha right now, and then my other aunt works at Planet Earth, which is a big metaphysical store out in California, and then in Washington, obviously, for the School of Rantha. But they were always really open. My family has never really been one way or the other. You know, they're just kind of really open-minded. So anyways, in third grade, I walked in, and my aunt was watching a movie on Nostradamus, and I was like, oh my goodness, I was blown away. I was amazed by him. So in third grade, I just started craving that reading and learning the knowledge. And then we moved here, and I'd say it fizzled a little bit. And then it just, I mean, I still had it, but it just wasn't, I wasn't living it. And then just, I started living it, and I just love it. And I love the feeling that I am when I'm at my highest vibration. And I would say that it started in third grade with the Nostradamus, and then I just followed through with it.
Well, that's neat. Wow, you started way, way long ago.
Right.
I certainly think now that I see my children who are 39 and 31 and the foundation that they have had from utilizing these types of concepts, I'm so sold that it's a really great thing for kids to know, or all people to know, because I see them, like with the economic downturn, both my children have their own businesses, and they really took a blow last fall, and yet they found ways to come back from it, and they haven't, like you say, wallowed in victimhood or blaming. They just found a new way because they know that they create their own reality.
Right, and that is so important, you know, especially with the economy. You know, I can't tell you how many times people say, oh, it's the economy. And I just think to myself, wow, how can you be oblivious to your creation? I mean, you have the choice. Even if the economy is bad, you still have a choice in what you move forward with and where you go and how you perceive it. Because it's all perception, right? So that's why these kids do need that. They do need the strong foundation in who they are.
My son, I just remembered that he told me something when I was talking with him about it a few months ago. He said, my business may not make it, but I'll be fine.
Oh,
I liked that.
That must make you so proud.
Well, it makes me happy for sure. Now, you suggest, you like affirmations, and you suggest saying five affirmations on a daily basis. They are, I love myself, I'm true to who I am, I make my own choices, I create my reality, and I'm making a difference in the world. What do you think will be happening for your children, or adults for that matter, who repeat those sayings every day, those statements?
Oh, they'll believe it and they'll know it. I mean, it's been proven over and over that we're programmed already. We can reprogram ourselves to believe and know, and what you know, your thoughts that you put out are what's going to come back. So that's why it's so important to put those five, I think, are just really, really strong in creating a whole new person within yourself. You know, if you're feeling down, loving yourself. I mean, that's the biggest one in the world, is loving yourself. That's the biggest thing you can do, because it just ripples out, and that's going to create the whole tone of your life. And that's why I think that people will see massive changes by doing affirmations such as those.
Okay. I know that in my learning, what I teach to my therapy clients is that the subconscious mind cannot resist repetition. And that
right.
does create a belief. So it sounds like we're working on the same lines. We have another question on the chat. My son's going to be 21 tomorrow. Is the book age specific? I didn't have as much of an energy connection with him, and I wonder if Robin's book could help even now at the cusp of adulthood.
Absolutely. It is not age specific whatsoever. It's a simple for a young child to do it, and it's just as beneficial for an older man or mid-aged, or like she said, on the crisp of adulthood. It's definitely, wherever they're at on their path, they're going to get great things from it.
Great. Thank you. Now, I rather enjoyed in your book, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, that you offer simple definitions of some pretty heady spiritual concepts. For example, you say, each choice you're making is going to decide what tomorrow will bring you. This is what is called karma. Or you say, dreaming shows you all of your deep down thoughts. And I know you include a suggested reading list at the back of the book so people can explore what you've explored. But talk a little bit about this ideology as the backdrop. Where do you actually draw your ideas from in addition to your own self?
My ideas come from so many different sources. I do book reviews on my website, so I have a lot of people sending me their books, which are so enlightening and so educational, and you can take so much from them. I live this lifestyle. This is not just something I write about it. I live it. I live it with my own children. I live it with who I am. So it makes it really easy to elaborate on those concepts. But it also helps that I have my four children to bounce ideas off of, and they're very helpful too. The affirmations page written in the book is written by my 12-year-old daughter. So it's very, I think my ideas come from everywhere. I couldn't pinpoint just one source. I think I just soak in from everywhere.
Are you familiar with Mary Robinson Reynolds, who has a Make a Difference Foundation?
I am not.
Uh-huh. Well, we featured Mary on our program here, and she puts out a bunch of little blue ribbons that you can put on your, like on your clothing, that says, I make a difference. And she has this wonderful system where, for example, I might come to you and ask you if you would accept a blue Make a Difference ribbon from me, and I will tell you how you made a difference to me today. Today you allowed me to look at these spiritual concepts again and explore something that I really enjoy, Robin. And then I give you three, and I ask you to pick people to pass them on to in the same manner.
That is so great.
Right. You can just Google Make a Difference, Make a Difference, and I think Mary Robinson Reynolds will come up. And I thought if your children might enjoy doing that, I could just see them going through their community, putting blue ribbons on people.
Definitely. That's really great. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's awesome.
Good. So let's look at the I make my own choices, because we're back to responsibility again. And, when I was parenting, I found that that I needed to take responsibility. Like if my child did something in the world, especially if it came up with a consequence they didn't like, but also if it came up with a consequence they did like, meaning an outcome that they did or didn't like, I would review with them that they made a choice and how did they like it, and if they didn't like it, would they make the same choice or a different choice, and what different choice might they want to make next time? Now, do you find it necessary to teach your children on that basis, or do the exercises in Awakening Consciousness cover it and you don't have to teach on that level?
I think that we all need to teach on that level, because a lot of times people, children, people, everybody think they're the only person and they kind of have that ego attitude where the world revolves around them. And I think if they realize that their choice, a choice that they make, can affect a lot of different people, just like as you were saying, you know, you would go through the choice with them and say, did they like the outcome? Did they not? Just for them to look back on that and see where they made the choice and what the result was is really creating it's just really neat to me. I just find that really amazing that kids have that ability to see what they're creating in that manner. So I really do. I think that that's important to teach people that, so that they don't know, and also to focus on that they're not the center of the universe, that everything they do is affecting everybody by all the choices they make. So I think that that's really important. Did that answer your question? I got kind of sidetracked. Sorry about that.
I think so. But how do you deal with it when your children I mean, they're making a choice, but they run up against your boundaries, or they do something that you that is against the family rules or against your personal rules. I suspect that boys may do this more than girls, but we all have the experience as parents. How do you utilize these spiritual principles in working with situations like that?
Well, I think a lot of it is how you were just explaining how you dealt with it, with asking them what the outcome was. Because I think putting it in their face really, I guess it gives them the opportunity to see what they're doing. Me personally, I will sit down and really discuss it out. I'm a talker. My children are talkers. And just for them to understand why they're in trouble, I never want to be like, no, you can't do that because, and not give them a reason. Because I think that that's really, I don't think that that's really beneficial for a child. If you just say no and walk away, no matter, I mean, even if they are pushing your boundaries and you're like, I said no because I'm the mom and that's it. I don't think that's fair. I always try to give them a reason why. I'm saying no because, you know, you're 2 years old and you can't climb on a chair on the counter because you could fall and get hurt. So there's always something like that. There's always an answer for why instead of just something short and that's it.
So that sounds like you're always facilitating their opportunity to make choices. You know, I'll tell you what the reason is, but you then still have the choice to make.
Right. But it also shows them that it's important and there's a reason that I'm not just saying, okay, I have all the power. No, I'm saying you have the power, but I'm telling you why it's not a good decision. So it kind of guides them versus dictating.
One of the things I used to tell my children was that as a parent, I'm in charge of helping you take care of your body. And my job is to make sure you're safe and healthy until you can take over the job. And as a child, you don't know all the aspects that I know. And so when I'm looking after your body, it's me doing my job. And then I might ask my children to help me with that.
That is important. You know, they need to know that they can help you, but that ultimately you are the deciding factor, the decision maker in the end.
Sure. Right. Well, I always like to give my kids a choice. I remember taking my kids to a, we went backpacking, and we discovered that the lake we had gone to had a place to jump off into the lake that had about a 10-foot drop, which was scary to all of us, but fun. And some older kids came by and took over the best jumping spot, so we moved over. And in order to get in the water, you had to jump out over the rock, maybe, you know, go out a foot from where you were. And my daughter realized that her four-year-old brother, or no, he was six, her six-year-old brother had to do that. And she came to me and said, Mom, you can't let him do that. It's too dangerous. And I said, well, it's not my job as a parent to keep my child away from danger, but I'll do something different. So I sat him down and I said, you know, we're a long way from getting help if anybody hurts themselves. And so you can get hurt here. And we talked about it. And then I said, so I need you to make a decision about whether you intend to keep your body safe while we're here or not. And they made the decision to keep their body safe. And we jumped off for 3 days and nobody got hurt, which was great.
That's great. It's just teaching them that they hold their own power, which is so important with anybody, especially children, because a lot of children, they're limited. They're taught limits as soon as, you know, as soon as they're old enough to be taught, they're taught no, 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 no. And it's just so important to give them that power to know, so they don't grow up with limitations. They grow up free and...
Right. And the other thing that I think you do really well, and I certainly agree with you, is that they end up paying attention to themselves and not doing something because they're afraid of a parent or because they think the parent will get upset. It's because they have decided to do it. And that's a skill that children can take into their adult lives then.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, we have a question. We're going to take a break, but I'm going to pose the question first. Could Robin recommend a source of aromatherapy products and service? This seems especially good for children, but it's an area I haven't engaged in myself, so I'd like to do now. So when we come back from our break, Robin, maybe you could tell people a little bit about what you've learned about aromatherapy resources and maybe talk a little bit about aromatherapy. We've been talking with Robin Marvel, author of Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide. She's at www.aurasenseguide.com on the web. And when we return, we'll learn more about aromatherapy and maybe do a few exercises to open to our own true natures. Come on back to Full Power Living here at EmotionalPro.com.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
So, how's life going for you now that the kids are back in school? Serene mornings with cooperative children taking responsibility for getting themselves up and off to school? All homework completed and permission slips signed? Yeah, sure. It may sound like a dream life, but it is possible to raise emotionally balanced children, and the Emotional Pro has the tools you need. Family therapist Eileen Dillon's ABC's ebook series offers parents information and tools to teach children how to master emotions. In the ABCs of Anger, you'll discover how to recognize and help a chronically angry child, the universal cause of anger in all children, and pick up easy, fun tools for reducing anger in your family. Check out all 10 of the ABC's ebooks at www.emotionalpro.com. We can help you with anger, fear, love, jealousy, and loneliness. Don't let your child leave home each day without the emotional foundations for life. Visit www.emotionalpro.com online today.
We're back on Full Power Living. I want to invite you to go to iTunes and type in my name, Eileen Dillon, Eileen Dillon. When you do that, you can subscribe to receive Full Power Living shows over iTunes. We're also in the process of launching two new shows. Longtime show host, show co-host Dakey Fox and I are launching two shows. One is called Building Conscious Families, and the other is Taking Your Turn, which is a show to empower women in the way we've been discussing empowering children. They're on the Women's Information Network, which is a new internet radio network offered for women. You can find it on the line. It's on the net, and it's up now. The WIN online, the W-I-N online.com. We'll be starting broadcast in July, so check it out. Next week, we have an interview with Dr. Alejandro Junger, who's a New York internal medicine doctor and cardiologist. He is talking with us about his concern for what to do about the toxic waste in our own physical bodies. He has a new book called Clean, the Revolutionary Program to restore the body's natural ability to heal itself. In July, I've invited Dr. Stephen Street, a New Zealander, to share his ideas about how doctors should be thinking and working with their patients. I met Dr. Street on my visit to New Zealand last year, and he's director of New Zealand's organ donation program. So don't miss this visit. Dr. Street is wonderful. And in August, we're focusing on a new topic, sports. We're going to have Pam Carey describing her journey as a mother through the Red Sox farm teams when we talk about her book, Minor League Mom. And we're also looking to interview Tony Mandarich, the number two draft in football in 1989, whose incredible promise was dashed by addiction. So please join us in the coming weeks. Today, we're talking with Robin Marvel, who's the author of Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide. She's a mom who found a need and is filling it. And the need is one that most of our listeners know about. Most of you know about it, but all too many people don't recognize the need for spiritual awakening in us humans. particularly in our up-and-coming generations, our children. So, Robin, let's get back to the question that was asked by one of the people on the chat about aromatherapy. Tell us a little bit about aromatherapy, why it's good for kids, and what kind of products or places you might recommend that we could find what we need.
Aromatherapy is really beneficial to children and everybody because it's really a natural way to heal yourself. There's different aromatherapies for basically every ailment that you could possibly have, from a runny nose to a sore toe, and it's all natural. So you're not putting all of these prescription medications or over-the-counter drugs into your bodies or your children's bodies. And aromatherapy is also something simple enough that with guidance, your children can use it themselves. You can always spray their beds with lavender. I personally do that for my children. I spray their beds with lavender and when I'm changing their sheets, and that eases them into sleep. You know, it helps comfort them. And I get my essential oils from Aromaland. That's where I get them from. They're pure, and they're very good, and I like to use them from there. So that's where I would get mine.
Is that an online resource, Aromaland?
It is. It's online, and I believe they're out of Florida. So I believe that you can definitely order it all online.
Okay, great. And do they also give an idea of what the different aromas will do for you? Like you say, lavender is comforting. Will they give you a list? I know you have some, like for relieving headache and so forth, in the Awakening Consciousness book.
Yeah, you can get on there, and they'll give you different descriptions for each oil. And you can also, they're really friendly. You can call them up, and they'll answer your questions for you and things like that. But you can also, Valerie Warwood, she's an author of an aromatherapy book, and it's just jam-packed with all the information you could ever need on aromatherapy. It's so beneficial. It tells you how it's a bridge from you to the divine. It's just really, really powerful book with lots of great tools for aromatherapy.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. So I want to talk about chakras and the workshops that you do. You call them chakrasizing. You do them all over the U.S., and you've already said that you include adults as well as children. So tell us about your work with chakrasizing, please.
Chakrasize Your Spirit is a workshop that I designed to get people out and having fun. And that's what all of my workshops are. I don't just do the chakrasize. I have a bunch of different ones, empowering workshops. But with chakrasize, I created 7 chakrasizes, which are included in the book, that really get your energy moving, where you can feel a difference from when you start the chakrasizes to when you finish, of your energy flow throughout your energy system. So it's really exciting to watch people and children come out and just see the difference in their energy levels from doing the exercises. And they're real simple. They're real simple exercises. And like I said, I really focus on the fun. I want it to be lighthearted and everyone to come out and get moving. So it's real motivating.
Now, for those listening who may not be familiar with chakras, these are the 7 centers that have been identified from times of yore, especially in the Far East, that bring energy into the body and take energy out of the body. Is that a good description, or do you have more you want to say about that?
It's just kind of an energy relationship. They basically, any energy, everything you do is an energetic relationship with everybody you meet and everything that you do. So you're always taking on energy and you're always putting energy out. So the chakras filter that energy. And so that's a good, you had a great description.
Great, thanks. And I like that you talk about cleaning the aura and cleaning, you know, sometimes the chakras get shut down. So by paying attention to them, you keep the energy moving in the body. One of the things that I have worked with as a therapist is the chakra in the solar plexus, which I believe is what, the 3rd chakra?
It is the 3rd one.
At any rate, that is involved with manipulation and energy draining. That's where people drain energy and needs to be protected. So when you have a stronger chakra energy happening there, you're less likely to have your energy drained, which is what I refer to as manipulation, is energy draining.
Definitely.
So in addition to that, what other things, you say, okay, we are always in energy relationships, but what are the benefits to children of playing around or working with their chakras? What immediate benefits can you see?
The immediate benefits that I see, I had a little girl review my book, and her name is Brianna Bales, and she said that once she did the chakra sizes, she felt lighter. She felt more in tune with herself, and she was only 10 years old. So the benefits are just overwhelming at how differently you feel energetically. And, you know, when your energy is high, your vibrations are high, which results in joy and just pure happiness. So you can't lose.
Okay. Again, one of our chat people has reported that the book by Valerie Ann Warwood, W-O-R-W-O-O-D, is called Aromatherapy and was published in 1992. So
great.
That, put that out for people. I like all the games. You have a section you call Exercising Your Energies, and you include games to sharpen their abilities, such as reading another person's mind or finding internal answers to their own questions by using a pendulum or exploring dreams or finding and naming their guardian angel. And I was thinking as I read them, that means you think we all have these abilities. Is that correct?
Yes, I absolutely believe that. We all have the abilities. It's just fine-tuning it, finding it, and accepting it, because the connection's there for everybody.
And so adults could use these exercises as well. Would you pick one of them, where we're talking about reading somebody's mind or using the pendulum or finding your guardian angel? Would you pick one of those and talk about how our listeners and their children could utilize this in their everyday life?
I will pick the I Can Read Your Mind, because this exercise is really simple and it really is fun, which I'm big on fun. I think that kids learn on a play level, and so I think that's really important to incorporate that in. Well, I guess we all do, so I'll say everybody learns on a play level, and if you're having fun, you want to do it. The Read Your Mind exercise, they can use, and I guess it just gives their kids the opportunity to see their strengths. And I think that that's really important for them to know what they want to do and see the bigger picture, that there's so much more, that there's so much opportunity out there, like reading minds. You hear about it and people are like, oh, not everyone can do it. That's not possible. And you're going to affirm your child's strengths and abilities in doing that by just practicing it. And even if it takes a couple times to get it down, they'll be able to do it and it will really strengthen their core.
Now, this is a simple little exercise where you draw specific symbols on a piece of paper, and two people have the same symbols, and they go to different rooms, and then watching the clock and noting when they're concentrating, you know, like if you're in where you are, Robin, you might concentrate on a big X drawn in a square. And you make note of when, what time you're concentrating on that, and I'm in the other room sort of listening or seeing in my own mind what I can pick up, and I make note of the time. So then we know what it is that you're thinking about that I either pick up or don't pick up. I mean, it's a very simple exercise.
Right, it is. It's fun, too.
And it's fun, too? Yeah, I can imagine.
It's fun.
Well, you mentioned a while ago about the child, the 10-year-old telling you about feeling lighter and being joy, and photographs of your own daughters are part of the Girl's Guide to Awakening Consciousness. And they've got beautiful smiles and they seem to be very happy. So I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about, you know, most Americans are looking for happiness all the time. What is it that, in addition to just being kids, that allows children utilizing what you're offering to be happy?
I think a lot of it, especially with my own children, is living in a state of gratitude. I think we all have that opportunity, and so many times we get confused and distraught because of all of this hustle and bustle of life, the school, the sports, the work, the economy, whatever the thing is. But I think that we need to remember to find that one important thing, or not even those many important things, that make us happy. And it can be as simple, I tell my girls, it's as simple as your cereal in the morning. You know, you can be grateful that you have that bowl of cereal. You can be grateful for the grass in your yard. You can find these things. And if you're in a state of gratitude, it is virtually impossible to be in a state of unhappiness, because you're elevating so high, your vibration's so high in gratitude, that it's hard to come down to that disappointment and that unhappiness. So just that's my advice, I guess, would be just to find something to be thankful for and elaborate on it and enjoy it, even if, like I said, it's as simple as a house plant, things like that.
That sounds like really good advice for adults in these economic times. Instead of going down with gloom and doom, find some things to be grateful for, simple things, and concentrate there, because we do know that wherever you focus your attention, that's what you tend to become.
That's
so
right.
You encourage children to journal their experiences and their dreams, and you encourage them to manifest what they want in their lives. And it led me to ask the question, what's your own manifestation vision for the two books that you've written? What do you envision or hope that will happen now that they're written?
My hope is to help children to be who they are. I draw off my own personal experience. I remember myself in high school having low self-esteem. I ended up pregnant at 16, sorry. And I just want these girls and boys to know who they are, love who they are, and I hope that they get that from my books. I hope that they're able to see the bigger picture and experience all these different things in life that they might have missed somewhere, because you're not going to learn these things in public school. And so that's what I want for the books. I just want them to help people where they need on their path and expand their awareness. Love themselves. That's what I want.
We actually have a comment on the chat that I think fits well with that. Chicago Kevin says, bless everyone you meet every day.
Yes, that's great.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So it's about time for us to stop. And the question I have for you, is there anything else you want us to know, Robin?
I just want you to know to live limitless. Think big and go out there and live your passion.
That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you for taking this first step for children and families, making this workbook and giving us tools to help us awaken ourselves and our children to consciousness. And let me remind our listeners that they can find you on the web at aurasenseguide.com. One of our listeners, by the way, says, thanks for having Robin on today. I will pass this on to a number of mothers in our neighborhood.
Oh, so, that's lovely. Thank you. And thank
isn't
you
that great?
It
well,
is.
Thanks
it
so
is.
Much for appearing on Full Power Living today and getting in contact with us, Robin. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Be sure to join us next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, June 25th, for my conversation with cardiologist Dr. Alejandro Junger, as we discuss his method for clearing the many food-generated and environmental toxins that we carry in our bodies. We look forward to having you with us then. I want to offer thanks, speaking of gratitude, to our two incredibly supportive and talented producers at Fresh Talk Media, Paul Johnston and Robin Johnston. Until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you to pay attention to what you want to become, not to what you want to overcome.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.